Hello and welcome to MDG the Podcast, a podcast with the experts in the field of microbiology, teaching us about the world we live in and how Bacillus is shaping it. As always, the podcast was brought to you by Microbial Discovery Group. Visit MDG at mdgbio.com. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Judd Reminger. I am the creative lead here at MDG, and also I'll be your host for MDG the Podcast. Today in the podcast, we're going to be talking about MDG's regulatory and quality process. And there's no one better to be talking about that process than our regulatory and quality manager, Shannon Lousing. Shannon, how are we doing today?
We're doing great, Judd. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you for sure. First off, let's just start in, what is regulatory and quality?
Well, they're two different departments. And the regulatory, that covers the regulations, compliance, product registrations, and quality is currently our quality control team, or QC team, and the food safety. Those are the two departments that I work with and head up.
So those are really important processes and departments here at MDG. Now, how does the process differ with the different products MDG offers to our different markets?
From a quality standpoint, with quality and food safety, if they are food cultures or animal feed, that all falls under food safety. And then all the FDA rules apply to that, and that's applied all across MDG. We use the good manufacturing practices as our baseline, regardless of food or feed manufacturer, because it's a really great way to do business. It's a great quality program that we have in place for manufacturing, and it gives us real consistency for our single strain production that we do, which those strains then become ingredients in the products that we make, or it's what we sell as a custom manufacturer for our clients. Regulatory side, we take care of the execution. So it's the regulations related to, say, EPA compliance for surface water for our wastewater products. So there's certain limits of material contaminants that products should not exceed. And some of our clients want us to write a letter that says, hey, they meet this. Can you give us some testing from a third-party lab? We register products. Could be PGH, the plant grow health product. Every state in the U.S. requires that you register those. So we do the registration. And then we answer other questions about product compliance, or do you meet this regulation? Do you meet that regulation? It's a lot on the sales side to support sales, whereas the quality team really supports the manufacturing side.
And you talked a little bit about being available in all states. Now, we just have our strains are now available in Canada.
That is correct.
Yes, which is a big deal. Mm-hmm. It is on the DSL.
That would be the domestic substance list. Yes.
What does that mean for MDG?
Well, it's very exciting for MDG. The domestic substance list is a list of chemicals that are known to the Canadians to be imported and used within their country. Canadians consider microorganisms used in a, let's say, chemical application mode to also be required to be on that list. They want to know what's coming in. That's why it's called a notification. MDG submitted a new substance notification, which is the requirement of their equivalent to the American EPA. The committee reviewed it for safety, safety to people, safety to the environment, safety to plants and animals on the land and in water. And then they say it's sufficient or it's not sufficient. And since they're finished with the review, then you get you have completed your obligation to notify. And as soon as you start to import, you tell us, and then we put your organism, your chemical on the list. And there you are. You become on the DSL list.
And MDG is on the list.
MDG is on the list, or will be very shortly, as soon as we make our first import. It's very exciting.
That is very awesome. That's awesome news. Now, obviously, MDG's main statement is feed, clean, save, and it's something that we get behind through our products, through our messaging. Now, how does feed, clean, save fall into the regulatory part of MDG?
We are registering products that clean wastewater and the plant so far. So that's our PGH product. It's really exciting, too, to see the PGH product picking up momentum, and very excited to see what our STAR team is doing to bring new products and innovations to our 2024-2025 product offerings. And then we'll be involved with them to get those registered in the different states and maybe out of the country as well. And feeding people, whether you're feeding people, feeding animals, they're great solutions to problems that we have with nutrient poor soil, using less fertilizer, less water in plants. It's great. And then having these amazing solutions that we can offer to our Canadian neighbors that will help them clean their wastewater, help them clean water, keeping surface water clean, help with their municipal wastewater, their industrial wastewater. So there's a lot of paper processing in Canada. It's a big timber industry. Is there anything we can do with all those wastewater applications for keeping water clean? I really am very excited about that.
It's such a great thing. Shannon, I want to thank you for being on the podcast. We really do appreciate it. Now, if you want to learn more about MBG itself, you can always visit us at www.mdgbio.com or email us at info@mdgbio.com.
And make sure everyone can like and subscribe to the podcast. I want to thank you very much. And for everyone else, we'll see you later.